there. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. Today, you're going to get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. And I'm going to give you this telephone number so you can call Eric. You can even text him with any questions, or if you would like to set up that blueprint to worryless wealth, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. We do have a special guest, Marilyn Brown Ross. She's with Open Mortgages, and Eric and Marilyn will be discussing reverse mortgages again, so you'll want to stick around for that. Eric, you know, America's number one retirement fear is running out of money before we die, and this fear is the reason that we start setting aside our savings and our contributions so that we can make sure we have enough, we have the means to retire. Hopefully, most of us belong to the group that, who has saved, you know, a lot, or at least the best as we could have. There are some people, though, who will always wonder if what they did was enough. Is that about right, Eric?
Yeah, well, no matter what we did, we always feel like we could have done more, of course, and, you know, we always have the hindsight is 20/20, right? So, you know we won't be adding any more to retirement, you know, nest egg once you retire, so you won't be working, you won't be having that contribution going in there. So, you know, it's a lot of change when you hit retirement, and, you know, it's almost the exact opposite of what you've been doing. Instead of building up, now you're drawing down. And so, you know, lots of times people forget to have, you know, some sort of real spending scenario. How are you going to take that money from that weekly paycheck and those contributions to 401ks to, you know, basically getting your own paycheck now back from your own assets and from those 401ks? And that's a big problem, because a lot of times people don't really realize how to use this money, how do they do their lifestyle, and because it's unfamiliar, it really can generate a lot of fear. You know, one of the first things is, you know, you fail to invest too much enough in stocks. So that's the risk of really being too conservative. And obviously, with the market run up over the last couple of years here, especially, you know, last year, you know, that's when people really can see that, how that can hurt them. And, you know, and then the flip side of that, of course, is the exact opposite of, you know, investing way too much money in stocks. I mean, I just met with somebody recently that, you know, she's very big on a couple companies, and, you know, she's got a lot of money built up, but, you know, there's about $3 million of her $4 million net worth riding on about three companies. And, you know, if those things go bad, it can be bad very fast. So, you know, that's one of the things. And then living too long, you know, which, of course, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but that is, of course, a scary proposition now, because a lot of people will be retired for 30, maybe even 40 years. And then not having a budget. This is probably a big one, especially early on, is people just go out and have fun and not spend enough, and spending, doing too much, and then all of a sudden they realize that they've spent too much and it's a little too late. You know, then also being, you know, retired for, you know, from the workplace without able to work. So that, in other words, you were planning on working for a few more years, and then all of a sudden health reasons why, or maybe just job-wise, you can't work anymore. Long-term illness, of course, could really affect a lot of that. And then, you know, spending the wrong money first. And that's a big one I see all the time. Lots of times when you really do the numbers, it actually makes more sense to spend your IRA dollars sooner rather than later. But lots of times people push those off later because they think it's going to be a lot better tax-wise, which is actually sometimes the opposite. And then over-supporting their children. Oh my gosh, this one, I've got one client that she has raided almost all her savings, and she's only in her mid-60s. I don't know how she's going to survive in a few years. And that's because she keeps helping her two daughters. And I keep saying, you know, you're going to run out of money pretty quick, and she's well on her way. And, you know, we can't even stop her from withdrawing more. And you know, she keeps doing it. So, you know, that's one of the problems. And then, you know, falling victim to scams, you know, I mean, that's gotten to be a bigger thing that unfortunately happens. And, you know, then also really forgetting the taxation on your earnings, you know, how's that going to affect everything? How's that money going to come out? And, you know, so these are things that when we're working with somebody, we actually sit down and the very first thing we do is create that income plan. You know, so that income plan obviously takes into account not only where you're getting your income, but where you're spending your money and how much you should be able to spend. Then we look at investments, because that should be number two, not the first thing you look at in retirement planning. Then we look at taxes. How does that all affect each other? I mean, you got to have taxes, and you got to be working with somebody who can give you tax advice. Then you get into healthcare and legacy plans. And once you get all five of those points together, That's when you get that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's where you won't have to be worrying so much about your stocks, your portfolio. Yes, you'll have maybe a boring portfolio, but you'll have an exciting life, a lot better than the other way around. So if that's something you would like to take advantage of, all you have to be is one of the first 10 callers today on the show, and we'll do that. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. All you have to do is pick up the phone and schedule time to visit us. It's 408-297-9800. Again, that's 408-297-9800. Or you can find us anytime online at wealthgrader.com.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm so happy to be here with Eric Heckman. He is founder of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. Also, Eric is a well-known speaker. You've probably seen him around town, and he's an author. He is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial consultant, so he can help you with any questions that you're facing as you're approaching retirement. Maybe you have some questions. Maybe you're already there. He would love to help you out. So call him to create that blueprint to worryless wealth, and also check them out on their website, wealthcreator.com. That's just wealthcreator.com. There are a number of common mistakes that can cause you to run through your savings too quickly. And Eric, you just named about, 10 of them right there. Our focus today is avoiding these mistakes, right? So Eric, obviously choosing the right financial professional could help you avoid some of these mistakes. So do you have any advice for us for finding that right advisor?
Well, yeah. I mean, the biggest thing really when you're talking about any type of financial advisor now is, you know, first and foremost, I think, are they an expert at or specializing in retirement distribution, taking the money out? So what I find is I would say at least 80 or maybe even not higher percentage of everybody in my business is really just focused on, you know, taking your money and growing it, which is, you know, fine because you do that for what, 20, 30 years, right? So you do that for 20 or 30 years, but then what you really need to do is know somebody who's be working with somebody who's really taking that money out and showing you how to spend it, how to you know, well, sometimes we say deaccumulate or distribute that money. So that'd be the first one. The second part would be really is what type of licensing and requirements do they fall under? Now, you know, we're going to see how this all plays out in June. They're supposed to be switching to the fiduciary rule, which there was supposed to be in April, but it got delayed by the Trump administration. I don't know if it's going to come through or not because it's kind of crazy that they delayed it, but they haven't really told companies what to do next and how to proceed. So basically what this rule is supposed to do is right now about 85% of this, the financial industry, almost anybody you're talking to, has a suitability definition of responsibility to the client. You know, that's one of the things you really want to look for and watch out for. So again, go to wealthcreator.com or even just email us. You know, we can send you actually a PDF one page list with all the links on it. You know, or if you want to call us, you can do that too at 408-297-9800. But again, if you want that real plan, that income plan that talks about spending, talks about how you're taking your money out, then followed by how to invest, then followed by taxes. Because also, if that advisor can't tell you tax stuff and they're talking about IRAs and all this taxable things, you know, that's also another red flag. Then what you want to do is look at healthcare and legacy. Put that all into one big plan, and there you got your blueprint to worry less wealth, the way you know you're going to be able to have a worry-free retirement and have a more exciting life and a less exciting portfolio. But if that's something you want, all you have to be is one of the first 10 callers at 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Or find us anytime online at wealthcreator.com.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com.
And we're back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. And Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized advice. He's a well-known speaker and author. I'm sure you've heard him around town. And he can provide you with the advice to get you to and through retirement with worryless wealth. So call or text him, create that blueprint to a worryless wealth. He's offering that to you at no cost, no obligation. The number to call, 408-297-9800. Again, call Eric and his team at 408-297-9800. Today, we're talking about things that can happen that can cause someone to go broke in retirement. I think that would probably be the worst case scenario for anyone, Eric. So let's go ahead and get to it. What would that be?
Well, like I mentioned before, one of the first ones is failing to invest in the stock market. Now, you know, this on its surface, really, you know, some people just they have no desire to ever be in the stock market. And, you know, what the trade-off is, you know, you're basically losing money safely. I mean, at putting money in the bank at, you know, point whatever, I mean, not even getting a full percent, you know, that, I mean, that's not going to be keeping up with inflation of 3 or 4%, which is really the more real number, especially when you're talking about healthcare or something else like that. So, you know, that's one of the things to look at is, yes, you're supposed to lower your risk level as you get older, but you don't want to also not have any growth. You know, you need to still be growing or else, you know, if you're not growing, you're dying, as the saying goes. So, you know, that if you really, really don't want to have anything to do with the stock market, I mean, we have some clients like that, and there's ways to do it, but you just got to know that, you know, you're not going to be earning much, which means you're going to save a ton more money and to be able to get that same income. And you're going to probably have to use some alternative stuff to really stretch that, get some lifetime income. So, you know, that's one of the things you want to look at is, okay, how much am I actually invested in the stock market? You know, is my money growing enough? You know, how are you going to keep up with inflation? You know, because that can be a big issue in retirement.
So failing to invest in the stock market, okay, obviously, because you need your money to grow. Let's talk about the second thing that causes people to go broke in retirement, Eric.
Well, obviously, that's the exact opposite of the first person, right? Somebody who's super conservative and doesn't want to take any risks. Well, the big risk would be, you know, if you're on the flip side and you got everything in the stock market. I mean, I just met with somebody who's, I mean, he's got more than enough money. He's got 2 paid off homes. He's, you know, doing fine. And he says on a less than $1 million portfolio, he's trading over $20 million in total trades a month. And so that's, yeah, so he's doing a lot of day trading, a lot of just flipping in and out and stuff. And okay, that's, you know, that's part of a hobby, but he's also lost all his money twice in his career. And so now his wife requires him to keep some money safe and some money that won't be screwed up by him. And so, yeah, that's the tough thing is if you don't have any sort of safety, it's all in those types of accounts. I mean, really, it's not that hard to really lose it all. I mean, people seem to think it's, you know, oh, that's impossible. But, you know, there's been plenty of people done it and I've seen it, unfortunately, before. And so that's one of the things you want to watch out for is how much money do you have in stocks? I mean, the old rule of 100 minus your age is how much you should have in stocks isn't too far off, but really just depends on what type of other assets do you have. And, you know, that's one of the things that you really want to look at is, so, you know, if say another 2008 happens and your stock portfolio drops, you know, 30-40%, the toughest thing about that is if you're 70 and a half, you are legally required to take out the money out of your account. You cannot wait for it to rebound or return or, you know, whatever phrase you want to use. You know, you got to take it out. If not, it's a 50% penalty. So, you know, you're not going to not take it out, but you're going to lock in those losses. So, again, if you've got some money in IRAs and you've got some money, a lot of money in the market, have some money guaranteed, have some money someplace else that could still be earning a good rate of return. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, fairly safe products that can do 4 to 6% and index along with the market and stuff and not have that principal risk. And then in those bad years, that's where you take your money from those. And so if the market's down a lot, you take it from your safe assets. If you have market going up a lot, then no big deal to cash in some of that risk-based money. So, you know, we're sitting down, we're looking at the income plan first and foremost. Then we're getting into the investments and what kind of risk do you need to take to get that income that you need for that income plan? And do you really need that much risk? You know, can we do more without having so much stock market risk? But also, do we, you know, are we still have the money growing with inflation? So that answers all that. Well, the next one is, you know, is just living too long. I mean, I guess you could say we have no control over it, but I guess you technically also do, but not too pretty. And the crazy part right now is I think I have almost 10 clients that are in their 70s with their parents still alive. That's the tough part is, first of all, people used to say, oh, I'll use some of my, you know, inheritance. Well, you may not get that inheritance till you're, you know, 75 or 80. So that's one issue is you may not be able to use that at 65 for sure. But, you know, we are all living a lot longer. I mean, stuff that used to kill you, you just take a pill for and you're fine. And so, you know, what has that done to everything? Well, you know, that makes the long-term care, the home health care and all those types of things, that's shot up. I mean, I think when I started 25 years ago in this business, it was probably about 50-50 chance that somebody would need some sort of care. And now that number is, I think, you know, closer to 70 or 75%, depending on which study you're looking at. And, you know, the other big thing is, you know, the odds of one person outliving the other one. So, you know, maybe one person dies after 5 or 10 years of retirement. That other person can live another 20 years or 30 years past that, and they're not going to have that one Social Security check that went away, and you know they're going to be having a higher tax bracket because they're not married filing jointly, now they're single. So you know that's those things that you really got to be taking into consideration is how long are you going to live. And I mean the odds are a married couple is 65 today, odds are 50% at least one makes it to 92 and 25% at least one makes it to 95. Yeah, so that's 30 years of retirement. And that's probably almost as many years as you worked that you won't be working.
To me, unbelievable to even be thinking about. All right, so now we're ready for the fourth way that people could commonly go broke in retirement. So what would that be?
Well, the next one is just out of control spending. And maybe not something that you know, it's not like somebody's going crazy and just buying all sorts of, you know, silly stuff or whatever necessarily. It's really just, you know, you said, okay, here's my fixed costs, here's that, but let's go do that river cruise in Europe, or let's go do Machu Picchu or the safari or whatever, or let's go do this trip, and then, oh yeah, let's help the grandkids, and, you know, because you got all this money, you got all this time to do stuff, so you keep doing it, and then, you know, a couple of years go by, and you kind of start relooking at some of this stuff and checking back in, and it's like, oh, hold on, what happened? I spent how much? And especially any sort of financial downturn. I mean, if the market drops a bunch and then you're cashing in that money to pay those bills or to do those trips, and you know those shares will not recover. So, you know, that's one of the tough things that I think a lot of people don't really kind of fully come to grips with. I mean, there's some people that are the exact opposite. They're not spending enough, and you know they're kind of being almost miserly, if you want to call it that. To, you know, that's one of the things you want to watch out for is if you're planning on working longer, the stats I've seen is often 60% of people retired or stopped working before they planned to stop working. And so that's one of the things, again, where we're looking at that income plan and saying, okay, how's that income going to happen? And if something happens like you retire earlier, okay, how's that affecting everything? Then we'll go into investments, taxes, healthcare, all those types of issues, legacy planning. Take all five of those things and put that into that blueprint to worry less wealth. That one-page document that starts the whole process going and, you know, really gets you to know where you're at, make sure you know you're on track. So, you know, if that's something that you'd like to do for you and your family, no cost, no obligation. All you have to be is one of the first 10 callers today. Set up your time to visit with us. It's 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800 or anytime online at wealthcreator.com.
You know, it trips up a lot of retirees and it can drain a bank account in the blink of an eye. When we return, we're going to talk about that sixth way to go broke in retirement. You won't want to miss it. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Take control of your financial future. Certified financial planner Eric Heckman invites you to his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshops. These monthly educational workshops will help you learn proven strategies to maximize your retirement income and reduce your financial risk. Eric will also answer questions on Social Security, how to survive in a low interest rate environment, year-end tax planning, and more. Join Heckman Financial and Insurance Services for his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshop at noon on the third Thursday of every month. A light lunch and parking will be provided. Reservations are required, so call today, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. For more information, go to wealthcreator.com and click on upcoming events. That's wealthcreator.com. Seats go fast, so call now, 408-297-9800.
And we're back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and today I'm talking with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, and if you want to get in on that blueprint to worryless wealth, it's absolutely free. He's offering that to you today. Call or text him, 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800. Today we're talking about things that can cause someone to go broke in retirement. Nobody wants that. That's like our biggest nightmare. We're ready for number six, Eric. What would that be?
Well, number six can be a tough one. It's long-term illness. And, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, I mean, there's some studies that say it could cost at least $91,000 a year. But, you know, most people want to be taken care of in their home. And, well, if there's only one person to take care of, obviously that costs more, right? Because you're going to have to pay something. And you know, then there is also the cost on the other spouse. I mean, I went to this conference down in San Diego, and they actually have this whole thing at the University of San Diego that studies on all this aging type of issues. And they've actually shown physiological changes of the healthcare providers. And, you know, in other words, say the husband's sick and the wife's taking care of him. They've actually been able to prove that people's bodies actually change and they actually get literally more ill being taking care of the other person. So, I mean, so it's not just financial, it's also health-wise. But, you know, the worst part is, you know, companies like, you know, Genworth, all these other ones that used to advertise, oh, we've never had a, you know, increase in our premiums for long-term care, they've all increased them now. And sometimes to the tune of, you know, well, actually, I had one client that has a Genworth policy, and it went up 37% all of a sudden. After like 15 years of making payments, boom. And on that letter she got, some people had over 100% increase. So, you know, long-term care is probably not the right solution nowadays, I think. There's some other great alternatives. There's ones that are out there that are like ones where you just, you know, one and done. You fund it one time and you're done with it. And so there are some options, but, you know, this is something that can be really kind of scary thing, because if you're spending $100,000, $200,000 a year for 3-4 years, you know, you may have saved up a lot, but that's going to drain that significantly. And the really scary part to me is, how much longer is that healthy spouse going to live for? I mean, that could be 20 years longer. And if you took out, you know, say $400,000 or $500,000 out of your nest egg that will never pay income, will never be, you know, distributed out, that's going to really massively affect their rest of their life, paying for this cost of care. So, you know, those are some of the things that you can plan for. You can at least have some protection, but you got to take some action to do that.
Okay, good advice. What would be the seventh on the list of ways to go broke in retirement, Eric?
Well, it's kind of really just spending the wrong type of money first. And, you know, lots of times people are saying, oh, you know, I think the stats are something like 70% of people still take their Social Security at 62. because they say, oh, well, hey, you know, I want to make sure I get that money. You know, I don't want to die and never have gotten any Social Security or something. But Social Security is state tax free, especially in California. That's crazy that we don't tax something. And so, you know, that's one nice part. From the federal government side, 15% of it's always tax free. But depending on how much other income, I mean, most people say, oh, you know, your Social Security gets taxed if you're married at, you know, at $44,000. Well, you can have $23,000 right now for most people without any income tax at all. Then you throw on that extra money. So, I mean, lots of times you can have $80,000 of actual money coming into your accounts that year and still not be paying tax on your Social Security or a very small part. So that's the type of money you want more of. You want more tax benefit dollars. And so what a lot of people do, ironically, is they'll take Social Security sooner so they don't have to take their IRA sooner. And the IRA is more taxed. It's taxed to anybody who gets it, basically. So it's one of the worst assets in terms of taxation. So lots of times it makes more sense to, if you're doing the planning correctly, is you actually spend some of the IRA dollars first. Then you get more tax-free or tax-advantaged Social Security dollars later. And lots of times people just don't do the calculations. They just say, hey, if I take it here, when's my break even? It's like, well, no, let's look at the taxes and everything else involved. So, you know, again, it's one of these things where what's the best types of assets to take and having a little bit of everything. I mean, we've got this great software that says that if you take this dollar, this is how much more tax you're going to pay today, this year. And so, like, maybe looked and you're saying, hey, I just retired. I got a bunch of money in savings, not doing anything. So they use up a lot of that money first. Well, that's fine, but maybe you still have some write off some deductions, and maybe you should be taking $20,000 or $30,000 out of your IRA, or better yet, if you don't need that money, convert it to a Roth IRA, make it permanently tax free while you're in that either 0 or 10% bracket or maybe 15% bracket. But if you do this plan in April, it's too late. You can't go back and take, you know, money out. So, you know, so that's one of the things you want to look at is really how are you spending those dollars? And that comes down to having a plan. So if you don't have a plan, you're not going to be able to do that. So again, first and foremost, get that income plan, that spending plan. Then you look at investments, but you have to take into consideration taxes too. Then you look at healthcare and legacy. And once you get that all five items into one cohesive plan, that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. That is how you can have a, you know, great retirement, an exciting retirement, maybe a boring portfolio, but much rather have an exciting retirement than an exciting portfolio. So again, if that's something you'd like to do for you and your family, if you're one of the first 10 callers today, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. And you can find us anytime online at wealthcreator.com.
I know we just have a few more common mistakes to address today. What would be the next one? And then we'll probably have to take a break.
Yeah, well, the next one's, you know, it's kind of scary, but getting scammed. And I mean, I've got one client that, yeah, she got two calls. I was meeting with her at her house because she's not in the best condition. And she got two calls. Both were like, you know, this is the IRS calling you and, you know, we need your account number, you know, or other BS type of stuff. And I had one guy who actually was going to meet somebody to give him money at some, I think it was some park or something. I have no idea why he thought this was made sense. And he decided to run it by the police station. And when he went there, they're like, oh my gosh, don't do this. And it's just people get, they answer their phone and people are, you know, being mean or something and, you know, scare them into something or whatever. And so that's something you got to be really wary of, especially if you're the children of those parents, because, you know, watch out for that type of stuff. If they're doing any sort of weird withdrawals or they're talking about, you know, whoever they talked to on the phone and was telling them some weird stuff. So, you know, that's one of the things, again, is, you know, if you're looking at all this, and you're talking with a financial advisor, they're going to be able to help you out on that stuff and hopefully avoid a lot of those issues. You know, so what you really need to do is you need to have that income plan, that investment plan, the tax plan, coupled along with healthcare and legacy planning. And that's that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we do for our clients here. There's no cost, no obligation. We just have one meeting where we meet and talk about things, and then we sit down and give you some strategies. Then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So if that's something you would like to do for yourself and your family, all you have to do is pick the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or find us anytime online at wealthcreator.com.
Coming up next, Eric has his special guest, Marilyn Brown Ross from Open Mortgages, on Wealth Creator Radio.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my special guest here, Marilyn Brown Ross with Open Mortgages. Good to have you, Marilyn.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy being here.
Yeah, well, so, you know, you're our reverse mortgage expert, and man, anytime you bring up reverse mortgages, it's just like, why would you do that? Why would you want to have a reverse mortgage? Aren't they horrible? Those in the bank own your house now. And
that's exactly right. I get that every time I talk to a client. Because they have this horrible misconception. They think that they're terrible things. And truly, in the beginning, they were not good. But that's been back in the early 80s when they came out. The lender, and why that came about is the lender would say, you want to do a reverse mortgage? We are going to have to go on title with you, which made them owner, half owner of your home. And when you sold it, any equity that was there, they got half of it. So it really wasn't a good thing back then. But that only lasted a very short period of time. And then FHA and HUD stepped in. And now it's your home to do with as you please. Nobody is on your title. Title doesn't change. It could be in a trust. It goes to your heirs, whoever you choose to have that house left to. It goes. The only thing that happens is they owe what you've used. Exactly like a regular mortgage, a traditional one.
Right.
If you have a mortgage on your home, let's say your home is worth $1 million, you have a $300,000 mortgage, you pass it to your children, they have to pay that off. That mortgage has to be paid off. Exactly the same with a reverse. Whatever is owed, the children can say, I want to keep the home. And they have 6 months and 2-3 month extensions to accomplish that and get a mortgage of their own to pay off the reverse, and the home is theirs. Or they can say, we want to sell it. Put it on the market, sells for $1 million, they owe $300, the $300 is paid out of escrow, and they get the balance.
So yeah, no different really.
No different. The only difference is, while the parents are alive, that it helps them because they don't have to make that mortgage payment. And a lot of seniors are struggling trying to live on Social Security, and they've got this mortgage payment. They don't want to move. One of the first things seniors tell me is, I've been in this house for 50 years. I don't want to move. I want to die here. So this allows them to remain in the home, leave it to whom they want. And it's really, for the right person, it's a wonderful product.
Right. Yeah, and so one of the things, of course, is the mortgage balance gets bigger and bigger.
That's exactly right. That's why it's a reverse. When you're making your traditional mortgage payment, you're paying that balance down. A lot of it goes to the interest, but
some of it. Not much.
Yeah, some of it goes to the principal, but not much. But with the reverse, you're not paying anything. So yes, it's a negative amortization. Your balance is growing rather than coming down.
Yeah, but one reality I always like to point out for people in California, at least, has been pretty much the case almost always, except for maybe after the real estate meltdown, the financial crisis. You know, the house values keep going up. So
that's exactly right.
I mean, as long as they're going up the same or bigger than your mortgage interest, you know, you're going to actually be still having equity growing, even though your mortgage balance is growing.
Absolutely. And that equity is yours. You know, whatever grows, I mean, unless you live to be, and you can live in that house till you're 150. I doubt that many people make that, but that is what's the guidelines. You can stay there till 150. So at some point, probably, if you lived that long, your balance would be more than the home is worth. But that's really nice because then there's people just walk away.
That's one thing we should talk about too. Is the technical term is it's a non-recourse loan.
It's a non-recourse.
So maybe go over what that means.
Sure. There's a mortgage insurance premium, and there's a certain amount up front that's paid, not out of your pocket. The nice thing about a reverse too is you do have to pay two things up front, which is there's a mandatory counseling session that you have to go through, because one of the biggest things with reverse is elder abuse. A lot of times children try to force the parents to do a reverse mortgage so they can get at the money and whatever. Yeah. I see that once in a while. Mostly I see kids saying, you know what, mom and dad, you've worked all your life. This is like a savings account. Your home is like a savings account, and seniors cannot touch that equity because they can't get lines of credit, because the banks, you have to show proof of income and all of that. Right. So this is truly one of the only ways they can access the equity in their home that they've built up.
Yeah, and then also a lot of times people don't realize that by having less taxable income, because either maybe you're stopped paying that mortgage, so you don't need to withdraw as much, or maybe you're actually taking cash because you can also take a line of credit out of the reverse mortgage where you're just getting a monthly payment.
Right.
But because it's not taxable, I mean, that really can help all over your entire financial plan.
Absolutely. And that is one of the big things that's not taxable. I'm doing one right now too. They're going to take a monthly payment, but they're going, well, how much tax is that? Nothing. You don't have right. to pay tax because none of the proceeds, because it is an income. It's the equity in your home. So
well, it's a loan. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a loan, but it's not taxable.
Right. Yeah. And so that can be one of the best uses too of it, is just throwing in the tax ramifications. Could be stuff like maybe not your Social Security getting taxed as heavily, or you know, at least not hitting that next bracket. There's lots of things that can come into play. It's just, you know, really have to look at your own situation. So, I mean, what happens when somebody does want to get some information from you? I mean, what's your process when you're talking with them?
Just give me a call. What I like to do is I put together, all of this is no cost, an analysis on their particular situation, and go over it with them. And it's an option. I believe people need options. They need to see what's available to them. If they like it, great. If they don't, that's fine too. They may not want it today, maybe next year, whatever. But I do put a no-cost analysis together per their situation. And they call me at 408-722-0010.
And so with that analysis, I mean, you know, why is it so hard to get an analysis? Because I guess we should talk about the requirements, right? The age and all that type of stuff.
You have to be 62. Yeah, there's really not much that I need to know. You need to be 62. I need the address of the property. Is there a loan on it, and how much is it? And it 62, youngest on title. So if the husband is 70 and the wife is 58, we can still do it, but it's a little bit different. They're going to go on the wife's age, which gives them less money. It's always based on the youngest on title. Okay. The older you are, the more money is available. The younger you are, the less. That's why it's important to do the analysis, see what is available. Maybe it won't make sense, maybe it will, but at least you have the option.
And do you find a lot of people doing this early and saying, oh, not now, but I'll do it in 5 years?
I find a lot recently doing it earlier, in their mid-60s,
Oh, okay. So they're not calling up saying, hey, I'm going to do this in 5 years.
Oh, no.
Can you give me the numbers?
No,
they're
no,
actually
no.
saying, let's go now.
Yes, I want to do this now. I'm going to retire next year, and I want to get this all set up in motion. That way, when I retire, I've got money coming in. I've got money coming directly into my bank account. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing, too, of course, like I mentioned, is the other ramification of how this affects your other assets by, you know, right now, if the rates are, you know, in the fours or whatever for the reverse mortgage, and you're making, say, 8-10% on your other investment assets, it does seem silly to use those up faster to,
absolutely,
to avoid a 4%, you know, in cash in 8-10% stuff.
I think it's 4.15 today. I haven't really, it was Friday, but it could change a little bit. But.
Yeah. So I mean, that's one of the big things is looking at all that. So again, so her process is really just to, you know, pick up the phone, give her a call, then get that number, get that information. It could be for you and your situation or even your parents.
Right.
So again, why don't we give that number out?
My number is 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
Well, that's all we have for this week, but we'll have you back next month. It was great
Perfect.
Having you.
Thanks for having me.
Take control of your financial future. Certified financial planner Eric Heckman invites you to his third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshops. These monthly educational workshops will help you learn proven strategies to maximize your retirement income and reduce your financial risk. Eric will also answer questions on Social Security, how to survive in a low interest rate environment, year-end tax planning, and more. Join Heckman Financial and Insurance Services for his third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshop at noon on the third Thursday of every month. A light lunch and parking will be provided. Reservations are required, so call today, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. For more information, go to wealthcreator.com and click on upcoming events. That's wealthcreator.com. Seats go fast, so call now, 408-297-9800. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. And at Heckman Financial, their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth in retirement. They have strategized to help you in minimizing your fees and lowering your tax costs. They really pay attention to all that. So call or text Eric today for your portfolio stress test. He's offering it to you right now, today, for absolutely free. It's a blueprint to worryless wealth. 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or even text him, 408-297-9800. Today we're talking about things that can happen that can cause someone to go broke in retirement. Eric, we have one more factor that you can talk about. What would that be today?
Well, it's really forgetting about taxation. And taxation, people don't believe me until they retire and experience this, but taxes in retirement are so much more complicated than when you're working. Because when you're working, you get the W-2 and you basically do your taxes and pay your taxes. There's not much you can do. In retirement, you've got Roth, you've got regular dollars, you've got IRA dollars, 401k dollars, you know, you got all these different, you know, pots of money that you can take money from. And they all have different ramifications on how taxes are going to work. You know, how's your Social Security affecting your investment portfolio and so forth. So, you know, really that's what you want to look at is how do all these things kind of coordinate and really come together in a cohesive plan so that way you're not paying too much tax. And we've got some great tax map software that really helps people do that.
So this is why you need to call Eric, because there are so many things out there that we're just not aware with that Eric is privy to. You know, he understands it all. He's been in the business for 25 years. So I'm going to give out this number again. You can get your blueprint to worryless wealth with Eric. It's 408-297-9800. Also, their website is wealthcreator.com. It's time to wrap up our show. Any final thoughts for us today?
Well, yeah. I mean, the big thing is we went over these 10 items that you know, these are ways you can go broke or really screw up your retirement. So obviously you don't want to do these things, right? And so if you really think about every single one of these things, all of them are easily solved with a plan. You know, Americans, we hate planning. We love doing. We don't like planning. I mean, people will plan their vacation out. They'll do all sorts of stuff like that. But planning their retirement, oh my gosh, it's so boring. I don't want to do it. You know,
think of that. And it's so important.
And so really what you want to do is sit down and get a plan. And all these, you know, failing to invest too much or too much in stocks or not enough and, you know, living too long and spending too much. I mean, all these things are easily solved with one plan. But people just don't take the time to do that. And that's what we're here for. I mean, we can sit down with you today and really go over where you're at, where you want to go. And then we'll say, okay, here's your strengths. Here's your dangers. Here's your opportunities. These are ways you can fix everything. And then we can help you achieve that result. So all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text, and you can get that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we go over your income, your investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all in one cohesive plan, all together, and all these issues will be solved. So all you have to do is, again, call or text 408-297-9800. There's no cost, no obligation. 408-297-9800. And that's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. And if you want to find us in between, you can always find us at wealthcreator.com. Thanks for joining us.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.